Hello, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim will kick off with African football.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Ivorian soccer stars goalkeeper Boubacar Berry and defender Kolo Touré will mark the end of their Ivory Coast careers in this week's friendly matches. Both players retired from international duty after helping the Elephants win the Africa Cup of Nations this year. But they are in the squad to face Angola in Abidjan on Thursday and away to Equatorial Guinea on Sunday. Berry and Touré will say farewell in front of their own fans at the Félix Humphrey Boigny Stadium. Berry was the star of the penalty shootout victory in last month's Nations Cup final, and Touré also had a fine game in the central defence. The pair were given honorary places in a 20-man team selection as Ivory Coast uses the games to celebrate its success. That means Manchester City pair Yaya Touré and Wilfried Bony and Roma star Jovino will also travel for the friendlies. Elsewhere on the continent, losing Nations Cup finalists Ghana have two friendlies against Senegal and Mali in France in 4 days. Those teams have both reacted to poor African Cup campaigns by firing their coaches. For Ghana, the game gives coach Avran Grant a chance to start planning for 2017 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Qualifying for the 2018 World Cup in Russia will start in October. Top-ranked African team Algeria has games against Qatar and Oman in Doha, while Tunisia travels China and Morocco will face Uruguay at home on Saturday. Morocco were thrown out of the 2017 and 2019 Africa Cup of Nations after declining to host this year, although the Moroccans intend to appeal against the ruling. Nigeria has a hastily arranged game against Uganda on Wednesday after Bolivia pulled out. Nigeria said Bolivia chickened out, and the Nigerian Football Federation indicated it will take legal action against Bolivia through FIFA for breach of contract. Goalkeeper Vincent Enyama will make his 100th appearance for Nigeria if he plays against the Ugandans or against South Africa on Sunday. Four-time Africa champions Cameroon had matches away in Indonesia and Thailand that some described as inadequate. Legendary Cameroon striker Roger Miller was quoted as saying, "Lower-ranked Indonesia and Thailand were not good enough for position, and the nation's national team would gain more by playing a local Cameroonian club." In other games, surprise Africa Cup semi-finalist Congo play Iraq in the United Arab Emirates, and 29-year-old John McKinstry, one of the youngest coaches in international football, takes charge for the first time against the 2012 Africa champions Zambia. Egypt meet Equatorial Guinea in neutral Morocco on Thursday. Now, for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma. Mark starts with basketball.
Defending champions Nigeria Tigers host Burkina Faso in the return leg of their men's 2015 All-Africa Games qualifiers in Lagos today, Wednesday. Fresh from their weekend triumph at the Four Nations Basketball Challenge in Johannesburg, South Africa, the Nigerian Tigers coach Sani Ahmed reckons the outing was a bonus for his inexperienced home-based players.
The organizers have done very well. The competition level is still high also. It's an experience for my team because about 11 of the players are playing in Nigeria. Most of them have not gone for international competition. So at least this is an experience for them to play outside.
You've had an All-Africa Games outing in Ouagadougou, qualifiers. You're the defending champions. And you've come for this tournament. How does it augur for your match return leg against Burkina Faso in Lagos?
I think winning this championship will give us a morale booster. And the guys will come all out. Being that we have gone through Ouagadougou and we won, so definitely we'll come all out at home and try to win.
That was Sani Ahmed, coach of the Nigerian Tigers, speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa. Turning to volleyball, Algerian champions GS Petrolia begin their title defense at the Africa Women's Club Volleyball Championships in Cairo, Egypt, today, Wednesday. The winner of the tournament will represent Africa at the World Women's Club Volleyball Championships in Zurich, Switzerland, later this year. In football, draws for the 2016 Orange African Nations Championship CHAN qualifiers and the draw for the inaugural Africa Beach Soccer Championships in Seychelles take place in Cairo, Egypt on the 5th of April, the Confederation of African Football revealed on Tuesday. 42 teams are vying for the 15 slots to the CHAN due in Rwanda, while 8 teams will play in the Africa Beach Soccer event. Finally, Botswana hosts Lesotho in a friendly match in Lobatse as Swaziland welcomes South Africa to Lubambo today, Wednesday.
Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma reporting from Johannesburg. Thanks, Mark.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Yes, you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Now let's move on to athletics. The world's fastest man, Usain Bolt, will compete at the Adidas Grand Prix in New York City for the first time since 2008. Bolt will return to the IAAF Diamond League meeting on June 13th in what some describe as a homecoming of sorts, as he set his first world record in winning the 100 meters in 9.72 at Ikan Stadium on May 31st, 2008. His 100-meter world record now stands at 9.58, while his 200-meter mark is 19.19. Bolt has competed in the U.S. only once since that night, when he anchored the Jamaican 4x100 meters team at the 2010 Penn Rallies. Since that electric night at Ikan Stadium 7 years ago, the 28-year-old Jamaican has won 6 Olympic gold medals and 8 world championship titles, broken 7 more world records, and become one of the most famous people on the planet. Already the first man to win 6 Olympic gold medals in sprinting at 100 meters, 200 meters, and 4x100 meters in both 2008 and 2012, Bolt hopes to add to that legacy at the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. He recently announced his plans to retire after the 2017 IAAF World Championships in London. One of the premier athletics events in the world, the Adidas Grand Prix, has hosted 2 world records and 17 national records in its first 10 years, and its fans have had the privilege of witnessing more than a dozen USA all-comers records. Bolt's 2008 performance qualifies in all 3 categories. The 7th stop on the international IAAF Diamond League circuit, the Adidas Grand Prix, is in its 11th year at Ikan Stadium on Randall's Island. Meanwhile, controversial sprinter Justin Gatlin has won a new sponsorship deal by U.S. sportswear giant Nike. The 33-year-old American dominated the 100-meter and 200-meters in 2014 and is some experts' favorite to win a golden double at the August World Championships. Gatlin served 2 doping bans, including a 4-year suspension between 2006 and 2010. He was sponsored by Nike prior to his second ban, but has been wearing Chinese firm X-Steps kit since 2012. His U.S. teammate Tyson Gay has also recently returned from a drugs ban, will also be wearing Nike clothes and spikes for this season, although the company denies this is a result of a formal tie-in. The Oregon-based company said Gay, who was dropped by Adidas when he tested for a banned substance in 2013, is getting its equipment because he has started working with Nike-sponsored coach John Smith in Los Angeles. And that's it for this edition of the Sunnyside of Sports. I'm Douglas Impuga. Sunny Young will be back tomorrow. Now back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunnyside of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunnyside of Sports at 1730 hours UTC right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up, Nigeria suffering from a gasoline shortage because of falling oil prices. And next, a sharp increase in land disputes in Uganda. But first, some music. It is Steady Bonga of Sierra Leone with Mama Ciala.
Don't really.